started.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about a gvir. What is a gvir? A gvir is a very wealthy Jewish person that gives a lot of money to yeshivas and to shuls and to mikvahs and to day schools and to all the other wonderful Jewish organizations that we have. Of course, a gvir could also actually be a non-Jewish person who does the same thing in giving to good organizations. But usually when we say gvir, we're talking about a Jewish person. In this story, we're talking about a very wealthy and wonderful person whose name was David Chase. Now, David Chase was a very, very successful businessman. He had been born in Europe and actually was a little boy during the Holocaust, unfortunately. And during the Holocaust, unfortunately, he became separated from Yiddishkeit, from Torah Mitzvahs. And for many, many, many of his adult years, he was not connected, hardly at all. And one of the most important connections for him was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who helped him little by little to come closer and closer and closer to Torah Mitzvahs, and little by little to do more and more Torah Mitzvahs. And he liked the Rebbe very, very much. He really loved the Rebbe very, very much. One day, as he was growing and growing in his Torah Mitzvahs and giving a lot of money to all kinds of very good causes, yeshivas and shuls and Chabad houses and probably many more things that I'm not aware of, the Rebbe suggested to him that he should begin to keep Shabbos. And he said, "Rebbe, I can't keep Shabbos. It's too hard for me." And so they left it like that. The Rebbe was suggesting he keep Shabbos, and he was saying he can't keep Shabbos. After a short while, he felt, "You know, I'm not really following the Rebbe's suggestion. I think I'm really not, perhaps I'm not a chassid of the Rebbe anymore. If so, maybe I really shouldn't support the Rebbe's organizations. If I'm not really up to following the Rebbe's suggestions, then I think maybe I shouldn't really support these organizations." And so he stopped. He stopped supporting all of the Chabad organizations. And this went on for a couple of months. One day, after a couple of months, he called Rabbi Person, who was the head of the Rabbinical College of America, a very, very important yeshiva in Morristown, New Jersey. And he said, "Rabbi Herson, I changed my mind. I'm going to start again to support all the Chabad organizations that I was supporting before." "Really?" Rabbi Herson said. "Did you change your mind and decide to keep Shabbos like the Rebbe suggested?" "No," said David Chase. "Well, did the Rebbe withdraw a suggestion that you keep Shabbos?" asked Rabbi Herson. "No," said David Chase. "Well then, what happened? What changed?" "Well," said David Chase, "I thought about it a long time, and I decided that it's better to be a rebellious son than an orphan son. Well, Leinu, should never happen to us." And what he meant by this was that even though I'm not following all the suggestions of the Rebbe, but still, I feel very connected to the Rebbe. But if I stop my connection to the Rebbe, that would certainly be not a good choice. And so, of course, we can't always do all the things that a Rebbe is suggesting, because, of course, And Rebbe wants us to do all the Torah mitzvahs, and we might not be able to do that. But still, we should stay strong in our connection to our Rebbes, to our teachers, to the tzaddik. And we actually see this hinted at in the word machzis. We had the word a few months ago, machzis ha-shekel. Actually, less than a few months ago, about a month ago before Purim, we all gave machzis ha-shekel, a half shekel, just like they did for the Mishkan. We gave it in dollars, but the same idea. And the word machzis teaches us the importance of being close to a tzaddik, because machzis has five letters, mem, ches, tzaddik, yud, taf, or saf. The middle letter is tzaddik, or some people would say tzaddi, but it stands for the tzaddik. And the letters close to the tzaddik are a ches before it and a yud after it, which spells the word chai. Which shows that when we're close to a tzaddik, then we have a special life, special chayus, a special energy in serving Hashem. And the two letters that are far away from the tzaddik spell the exact opposite of that, somebody who is not full of life for the Torah and mitzvahs. And so, of course, we all want to be full of life for our Torah mitzvahs and lots of energy. And this is why people who were close to Moshe had a special love for Torah mitzvahs. And people who were far away from Moshe, Chas v'Shalom, so unfortunately it didn't always turn out so well for them. Same thing with Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Nashvatim, Yosef, and Amram, and Moshe, and Aaron, and Yeshua, and Shmuel, and David, and Shlomo, and Melech, and all the tzaddikim and tzaddikiyot throughout all the Jewish history. We should always try as much as possible to be close to them, to take their suggestions, and to try to follow their suggestions. In this way, surely we will bring Mashiach much, much quicker. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.